Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 5. Vidura's talks with Maitreya. Text 42. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yat Shraddhaya Shrutavatya Cha Bhaktya Samrijyamane Hriddaye Abadhaya Gyanena Vairagya Balena Dhira Vrajema Tat Te Angri Sarojapitham Yachchradhaya Shrutavatya Cha Bhaktya Yachchradhaya Shrutavatya Cha Bhaktya Samrijmane Hridaye Vadaya Samrijmane Hridaye Vadaya Gyanena Vairagya Balena Dhira Gyanena Vairagya Balena Dhira Vrajema Tattengri Sarojapitham Vrajema Tattengri Sarojapitham Yachradhaya Shrutavatya Cha Bhaktya Samrijmane Hridaye Vadaya Gyanena Vairagya Balena Dhira Vrajema Tattengri Sarojapitham Yachradhaya Shrutavatya Cha Bhaktya Samrijmane Hridaye Vadaya Gyanena Vairagya Balena Dhira Vrajema Tattengri Sarojapitham Shraddhaya Shrutavatya Cha Bhaktya Samrijmane Hridaye Vadaya Gyanena Vairagya Balena Dhira Vrajema Tattengri Sarojapitam Yachradhaya Shrutavatya Cha Bhaktya Samrijmane Hridaye Vadaya Gyanena Vairagya Balena Dhira Vrajema Tattengri Sarojapitam Yachradhaya Shrutavatya Cha Bhaktya Samrijmane Hridaye Vadaya Gyanena Vairagya Balena Dhira Vrajema Brajema tattingri saroja pitam. Yachradhaya shruta vatyacha bhaktya. Samrijamane hridaye vadaya. Jnanena vairagya balena dhira. Vrajema tattingri saroja pitam. Yachradhaya shrutavatya cha bhaktya. Samrijamane hridaye vadhaya. Jnanena vairagya balena dhira. Brajima tattengri saroja pitam. Yachradhaya shrutavatya cha bhaktya. Samijamane hridaye vadhaya. Jnanena vairagya balena dhira. Brajima tattengri saroja pitam. Yachradhaya shruta vatyacha bhaktyam. Samrijamane hridaye vadhaya. Jnanena vairagya balena dhira. Brajima tattengri saroja pitam. Mothers. Yachradhaya shruta vatya cha bhaktya. Samrijamane hridaye vadhaya. Jnanena vairagya balena dhira. Brajema tattengri saroja pitam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yat, that which. Shradhaya, by eagerness. Shrutavatya, simply by hearing. Cha, also. Bhaktya, in devotion. Samrijamane, being cleansed. Hridaye, in the heart. Avadhaya, meditation. Jnanena, by knowledge. Vairagya, detachment. Balena, by the strength of. Dhira, the pacified. Brajema, must go to. Tat, that. Te, your. Angri, feet. Sarojapitam, lotus sanctuary. Translation. Simply by hearing about your lotus feet with eagerness and devotion, and by meditating upon them within the heart, one at once becomes enlightened with knowledge, and on the strength of detachment, one becomes pacified. We must therefore take shelter of the sanctuary of your lotus feet. Purport. The miracles of meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord with eagerness and devotion are so great that no other process can compare to it. The minds of materialistic persons are so disturbed that it is almost impossible for them to search after the Supreme Truth by personal regulative endeavors. But even such materialistic men with a little eagerness for hearing about the transcendental name, fame, qualities, etc., can surpass all other methods of attaining knowledge and detachment. The conditioned soul is attached to the bodily conception of the self, and therefore he is in ignorance. Culture of self-knowledge can bring about detachment from material affection, and without such detachment there is no meaning to knowledge. The most stubborn attachment for material enjoyment is sex life. One who is attached to sex life is to be understood as devoid of knowledge. Knowledge must be followed by detachment. That is the way of self-realization. These two essentials for self-realization, knowledge and detachment, become manifest very quickly if one performs devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord. The word dhira is very significant in this connection. A person who is not disturbed even in the presence of cause of disturbance is called dhira. Sri Jamunacharya says, "Since my heart has been overwhelmed by the devotional service of Lord Krishna, I cannot even think of sex life. And if thoughts of sex come upon me, I at once feel disgust." A devotee of the Lord becomes an elevated dhira by the simple process of meditating in eagerness on the lotus feet of the Lord. Devotional service entails being initiated by a bona fide spiritual master and following his instruction in regard to hearing about the Lord. Such a bona fide spiritual master is accepted by regularly hearing from him about the Lord. The improvement in knowledge and detachment can be perceived by devotees as an actual experience. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strongly recommended this process of hearing from a bona fide devotee, and by following this process, one can achieve the highest result, conquering all other methods. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yenatas Mai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripata Mahambande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Akshno Falam Todrisha Darshanam Hi Tanor Falam Todrisha Gatra Sangha Jiva Falam Todrisha Kirtanam Hi Sudurlava Bhagavata Riluke Banchakalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Vayavacha Potitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Ajanulam Vita Bujo Kanakavadatta Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Takshav Vishrambaro Duyavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Yachrad Haya Shruta Vatya Chabhaktya Samri Jamane Hridaye Vadhaya Gyanena Vairagya Balena Dhira Vrajema Tathingri Saroja Pitam. Simply by hearing about your lotus feet with eagerness and devotion, and by meditating upon them within the heart, one at once becomes enlightened with knowledge. And on the strength of detachment, one becomes pacified. We must therefore take shelter of the sanctuary of your lotus feet. And Srila Prabhupada begins the purport by saying, "The miracles of meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord with eagerness and devotion are so great that no other process can compare to it." So, it is very nice, this Krishna consciousness movement, this Krishna consciousness process. So many nice things that have been given to us as treasures. And first treasure is that we are able to reside in such a nice community. Everything here is so nice by the grace of Srila Prabhupada. He wanted this. So definitely it is such a nice community. Just even by reading the verse, we see that there is so much talent here in New Dwarka. Such nice handwriting. It is very encouraging even that when we see everything nicely done, it is so encouraging. So we can admire, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that he is the ability in man. So everything in Krishna consciousness is enjoyable is enjoyable. So we have the tendency to enjoy anandamaya bhyasa, and we like that everything be nice, and even as members of this Krishna consciousness movement, we are enjoying. And we get enjoyment even by looking some anything nice, everything that is so nice. So this is the nice thing of residing in such a community centered around the service of their lordships and His divine grace. Mm-hmm. So there are so many opportunities to render service. So everything is so nice. Nice things happen. We like to focus on the nice things that happen. So we see that if we absorb our minds in this Krishna conscious process and philosophy, we find so much enjoyment. We can actually enjoy from everything, even by looking at handwriting. Everything can be enjoyed. So we are very fortunate, in particular for being here in New Dwarka, that tendency to enjoy can be channeled properly. Now, this may sound contradictory, particularly today, with this verse, which Prabhupada has directed. Of course, the verse itself speaks of detachment, and Prabhupada has directed very much to such detachment. As Prabhupada has mentioned, the most stubborn attachment for material enjoyment is sex life. I was just hearing Srila Prabhupada in a lecture saying like that pleasure, enjoyment in this world finally, ultimately means sex life. That is where people find pleasure. So how can we reconcile these apparent opposing things? This tendency to enjoy and the idea of detachment. It is very nice, we were saying, so many, when we are absorbed in this life of Krishna consciousness, we find so many nice things. Like this morning, it is by no coincidence, the reading of Srinamamrita, so nice. It is exactly, just like Prabhupada has said, the miracles of meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord with eagerness and devotion are so great that no other process can compare to it. And he elaborated till the end of this particular elaboration. A devotee of the Lord becomes an elevated dhira by the simple process of meditating in eagerness on the lotus feet of the Lord. So many things can be said sometimes by thinking on so many things at the same time. This is like a sweet ball that sometimes you don't know where to start, but actually wherever you start is sweet. So it is like a big feast. Sometimes you don't know where to start. So here we have so many elements. You may recognize the word Shraddhaya. Then Dhira, Prabhupada has spoken. Bhaktya. Jnana Vairagya is there, and angri, the lotus feet of the Lord, angri. Actually, this verse, we can see how one verse leads to the other, just like there is that sannyas mantra. Whenever there were sannyasi initiations, Prabhupada would have the recitation and the explanation. He would lecture on the text from 11th canto that is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is that? Etamsa astaya paratma nishtam. As the Avantipur Brahmana has said. Etamsa astaya paratma nishtam. Adhyasitam purva tamair mahadbi. Aham tarishyami. Duranta Param, very much connected with this reading this morning. Everything is so connected from Namamrita. And then finally, Tamomukundangri, same thing. Nisheva Yaiva. Tamomukundangri, Nisheva Yaiva. So this morning we read Maya to Haridas Thakur from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Maya tells him, after offering obeisances to Haridas Thakur, the woman said, Maya, I am the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I came here to test you. In Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says in the purport, 7:14, Lord Krishna says, Daivi hiesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya duranta param. Mam eva ye prapatyante mayam etam tarantite. This divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Unquote. This was actually proved by the behavior of Haridas Thakur. Maya enchants the entire world. Indeed, people have forgotten the ultimate goal of life because of the dazzling attractions of the material world. But this dazzling attraction, especially the attractive beauty of a woman, is meant for persons who are not surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says, Mam eva ye prapatyante mayam etam tarantite. One who is surrendered unto me cannot be conquered by the illusory energy. The illusory energy personally came to test Haridas Thakur, but herein she admits her defeat, for she was unable to captivate him. How is this possible? It was because Haridas Thakur, fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, was always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna by chanting the holy names of the Lord 300,000 times daily as a vow. So he was always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna by chanting the holy names of the Lord 300,000 times daily as a vow. And this meant that he was fully surrendered to the Lord. And in this way he was able to pass the test. So we see what was Maya's test, what is the meaning of this test. So the main test is, as it has been expressed today by Srila Prabhupada, sex life. Mm-hmm. So sex life means to pass the test that, as Prabhupada is explaining, one has to become Dhira. And this is perplexing. How can we do this? It seems just like Duranta Param, this text, Sannyas text, from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and here also in Prabhupada's purport of today, Duranta Param Duratma, Duratyaya, Duratyaya, Duranta Param Duratyaya. That there are certain things in this world that they appear like an insurmountable ocean. So in this text is translated, Itamsa Astaya Paratmanishtam. It is translated Duranta Param as insurmountable ocean. So when we hear a word like Dhira, which means undisturbed, as Prabhupada has explained. And it has been translated as pacified also. Undisturbed. Dhira. So how, when we hear the text like that, it seems something unattainable. Unattainable. How will we reach to that platform of Dhira? Of being, like Prabhupada has defined it very nicely, that in the face of disturbance, we are not disturbed. But in particular, it is, we may be disturbed in so many ways, but it is specially referred to one particular disturbance. Sex attraction. Particularly that. This is very important. So, this influence, we can see that is very prominent. So the question is there, how to overcome this apparently insurmountable ocean. The example of an ocean is very nice because we can imagine, we see it is, they say, unfathomable. It is so wide. There is no chance that we can swim across it. It is a very nice example of this world. Just in this world, we can see our minute size, our minuteness. There are so many things in this world that remind us of our real position. And the ocean is one of them. The sea, samudra, we also call it. Samudra. So this insurmountable ocean of material existence, what to speak, if any ocean, any sea is insurmountable, what to speak of the insurmountable ocean of material existence? How to overcome this material existence? So the two words are there, jnana vairagya. So it is very nice that in this text, this has been explained, jnana vairagya, connected, combined with the idea of initiation from a spiritual master, as Prabhupada finishes the purport. Devotional service entails being initiated by a bona fide spiritual master and following his instruction in regard to hearing about the Lord. Prabhupada ends up by saying, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strongly recommended this process of hearing from a bona fide devotee. And by following this process, one can achieve the highest result, conquering all other methods. So, it is very nice, because there are two verses also. We see how everything is connected. You see, if you remember, three verses. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, Prabhupada has explained, how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I was just hearing Prabhupada yesterday lecturing on this, how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wrote 100 verses of praise to Sri Chaitanya, praising Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when this was recited to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought them in writing to offer them. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although internally he was very pleased with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya because he was acting as a devotee, he became outwardly that he didn't like it. Outwardly he did not like it. So he tore the pages, all these 100 verses. And Prabhupada says the devotees kept 2 out of those 100. So one famous one is this one, Bhairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikkartameva Purusha Purana. So in this verse, Vairagya Vidya, the two words are there, just like so many places in the Bhagavatam and in Shastra, we find the same words. Vairagya Vidya, Shradhaya, so the same thing, like in first canto, you may remember, same thing, Yach Shradhaya, and here it's Tat Shradhana. Tat Shradhana Munayo, Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya, the same thing. Pashantyatmani chatmana bhaktya shruta grihitaya. Bhaktya, the same word. The seriously inquisitive student or sage. This is the qualification. Seriously inquisitive. This is the meaning of shradadhaya. Tat shradadhana munayo. Jnana vairagya. So that person, the seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. Same thing, hearing. Hearing with a particular attitude. The attitude is important. Same thing later on, we find Shushrusho Shradadhana Siya. Again, just a few verses afterwards, same thing, Shradadhana Siya. Vasudeva Kataruchi Sian Mahatseva Yavipra Mahatseva Punna Tirta Nishevanat Punya Tirta Nishevanat. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. So the main service is to hear. And by such service, one gains affinity for still hearing more, for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. So the same thing, we see that both things are connected. The understanding, Mahat Seva, this understanding, developing Jnana Vairagya, developing knowledge, developing detachment, which is so necessary, we see it repeated over and over. So we were saying there's that verse, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Then there is an Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasa, Anabipsum, and Dham. There's a verse by Raghunath Das Goswami, that Srila Prabhupada quotes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have mentioned this before, Prabhupada quotes it in chapter 5 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, of Adi Lila, and it is from, it's text number 6 from Bilap Kusumanjali of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is describing how, so this is important for us, how, what is the, what are the elements of this renunciation? And one of the elements is that it is a bitter medicine, anabipsum andham. Kripam budhir tamaham prapadye.